Zechnishmas Avimar Yachem Misal Pilchas, Zechnishmas Daniel Shane Vas Yeshua Falk. Okay, good morning, everybody. If possible, I'd like to ask everyone if it's possible to put on their cameras so we could see each other, if possible. I'd appreciate it. Sorry, everybody. Okay, so yesterday we were talking about the discussion about the Tosfos Rid's opinion, whether you need a Suda Chashuva, Suda Gemura, the Vol-Negon. And then we did the Binyan Olam, that you need Davka Pas. Okay, so continuing. So there's a sefer called Tolda Shmuel on page 11. And it's a sefer of the Tarig Mitzvahs, and it has a lot of halacha in this sefer as well. And on page 12, it says, Inyan Kiddush V'Makom Suda HaNizkar Le'el. So first he quotes the Gaonim, right, we discussed, Lo Be'inan Sheyisod Suda Mamish. You don't have to have a suda mamish, a few ochel davar muat, right? All you need is a little bit, kagon gezayis lechem, a mini tergoy misham chameshis minim, or shosa kos yayin, right? That's the gonim. You don't need to have the suda mamish, you just could have a kezayis of lechem. You see, he says a kezayis of lechem. Because a kezayis of lechem is just a little bit of lechem. It's the beginning of a suda, it's not the full suda.
I mean, it's a gimel. Is Shmuel an original count of the mitzvah, or is he following someone else?
Well, mitzvah lamed aleph is the mitzvah of kiddush, is same as the sefer chinuch, I think. So it could be, I didn't check the whole thing, but it could be he's, you know. And then we discussed the oshosa kosher yayin. So Koshal Yain Bovad Ha Koshal Kiddush. Right? And then he says, Shosh Vias Nuvar Ha Mugma Vyotza. Right? Rishi Vashosh Leg Mora Suda Chakach. And he can finish the meal someplace else. Afil Mokam Achim, page 13. Right, so right, that was the gonim. You just have to start. You either have a little bit of bread, a little, some wine. And he says, "Ein mechidusha gon Rabbi Kiveger, shachichem utamer rishonim ena yotze b'yayin klal." Some rishonim say you're not yotze with wine. So he says, therefore, right, the old rishonim that we did yesterday, right, said you have to have bread. Wine is no good. Okay, and ein lismach al zeh ella b'shas hadchak. So you should only be somach b'shas. Mikol mokam nirli zeh davka b'kiddush halayla. Avol shol yom nirli sheish mukhsmach afil lachetchilo. So this is another source that we were talking a lot about, whether the Gaonim Shita is only in the daytime or even at night. Right? And Rav Salvechik, maybe it's only in the daytime, because in the daytime you always have the Shitas Haravid. The Haravid says that there's no such thing as Kiddush in the day. It's just a Bor Pir Gofen, but it's not real Kiddush, and you could even eat something before Kiddush in the daytime. We treat it like a mini Kiddush, and we don't eat before we make the Bor Pir Gofen in the daytime. But the Haravid says it's not real Kiddush. It's just the Bar Pir Gofen that make it the beginning of the Suda, but it's not really Kiddush. That's the Ravid Shita. So Rav Shecht always says from Rav Soloveitchik that since anyway in the daytime you might not have a Din Kiddush anyway, so for sure you can be Mekel on the Gonim. The question is at night, so he says at night to be Somech on the Gonim is only B'dievet. Yeah.
So where did the Minhagim come to say like all those long paragraphs before Kiddush?
That's just Psukim.
Just saying Psukim.
Yeah, and if you don't say it, it's also good. Okay. We'll see in a future packet, there's some people, Dafka didn't say any Psukim, they just made the Bar Pir Gofen. So Sternberg says from Chaim, so people shouldn't think that that's really part of Kiddush.
Wait, what's the... But it's not for sure, like the Rosh Hashanah, that thing, it's not for sure not, what's it called, not Kiddush. That's only, you know. So it's, is it, are you allowed to be, you're allowed to be... There's no point in saying that.
Yeah, you're, she just, so, yeah.
You're allowed to lean on that opinion?
Which opinion?
That's not, that the days how Kiddush is not Kiddush.
Well, if together with another opinion, together with the Gaonim's opinion that you could be yotzei with wine or, you know, and not necessarily a meal.
All right. But, is that only a shot or you could do that
whenever? So he's saying that you shouldn't do it at night. You should only do it in the daytime.
Yeah.
He says, okay, and on page 13, he says, on third line, okay, Ein l'smuch al zeh el b'shas hadchak. Miu nirali d'zeh dafka b'kiddush halayla. That's all. In other words, a kiddush halayla to be so much that you can just have wine for kiddush ma'amasura, that's but b'shal yom, you could be so much even l'chadchila. Ava b'perish, he says, that you shouldn't be so much even by yom. Kuliyam u'liyotza. Bodin Sheikhar Shah Mashkin Khutmiyaina, Fuel him Hammer Medina Gampe no Mahani, the Holy Name. And the Shulta Gibar says Paris is also Yotza. Okay, Mashakri Sim Khalish Libokta, Sailor Rak Paris. Shah in the morning, you don't have Paris, you could be Yotza. Kalhasahai Adam, Shemel Rabbah, Shayesh Lismachalab, Mokirish Alaylan, Lo. Okay, so that's the Tol Shmuel. So again, that's another shita that says that you should only be somech on the Gaonim lechatchila in the daytime, not at night. Not at night. But I should show you. Take a look. Let's take a look at the Magen Avraham. One second. Yeah, take a look on page 2. It says the Shulchan Aruch, Pesuk Beis, he says, mitzvah l'ptzoh b'shabbos prusa gedola. Right, we did this. It's a mitzvah to cut a big piece at the beginning when you're making a motzi. Shetaspik lo l'chol asuda, that, you know, that you could use for the whole meal. Whereas when you cut, the chal cut a big piece that you could use for the whole meal. So says the Magen Avraham, Mitzvah l'ptzoh bach, kosev bach, tok shteki, kros v'chalkam l'mesubim. Okay. Ponim yasa kein b'boker, hokol ponim yasa kein b'boker, l'fod yom kodim. Okay. Kosev harosh, perek avrik sachem, te'imu midi. So he says, what did he tell him? He said, te'imu midi, right? You should... Right, that's the Gemara here. Ti'imu midi, just taste a little bit. Yeah, that's the Gemara on the first page here. Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph. Amar Baik Yavir Be'mar Chashlan Amal Ti'imu midi. He said, taste something now, because when you come home, he was eating out Friday night. So he's eating out, he said, taste something, because could be by the time you come home, the lights will be out, and then you won't be able to eat anything. And then you won't be Yotze Kiddush. So if you're not going to eat something here, and then you're going to come home, and it's to be too dark, so he said, Imu midi over here something, so you'll be Yotze Kiddush, because it'll be Kiddush Mokum Suda. And so he says, Amdamar Baiki, Avina Beid Mark, Yavah, the Kaddish Amalon, Imu midi Dilma, and the least loose piece of Azrach Lashrab. Because when you come back to the place where you're sleeping, the light will be out. Veloma Kaddish Lachum. Bebeis Achila. And you're not going to be able to make Kiddush there. Ubi Kiddusha Hachalon of Kisu. And the Kiddush here, you're not going to be Yotze if you didn't eat anything. So he says, before you go home, wherever he was with Shabbos, he said, before you go home to the place where you're sleeping, eat something. Even though it's not a full meal, but eat something. So this way, when you come home, when you come back where you're sleeping, in the inn, in the hotel, so it could be the time you get back, it'll be dark, and you won't be able to eat anything, because you won't be able to see anything. So eat something here now. Right? That's what the Gemara says. So the Magen Avraham says, Pesav HaRosh, T'imu Midi, Oman Shelo Hayu Ochlim V'Lo Shabbos Lo Hayam Machpit. In other words, why didn't he say eat something because you have to eat a meal on Lel Shabbos? Why do you have to say T'imu Midi for the Kiddush purposes? Why didn't he just say T'imu Midi so you should be able to say the Suda Shabbos? So he says, no, that's not a concern. Because Suda Shabbos, if you didn't eat Friday night, you could eat three meals in the daytime. So he wasn't concerned. Because he didn't tell him, well, why don't you eat something now? Because the time you come back to the hotel, the light's going to be out, and then you're not going to be able to be Yotze the Suda. So he says, that's not a problem. You can be Yotze all the three meals in the daytime. Next page, take a look. On page 4. So Mokum Sarish Lishtos Yayin Achar Kiddush. You have to drink wine after the Kiddush Mokum Sarish Lishtos Reishayim Gimel. Okay, Mukha. I mean, all we saw there was Shulchan Abraham Shabbos. I'm fishing in Sarah Chalak Zayin. All we saw there on Shulchan Chalom and Mutsai Shabbos. Chayichi Dehi the Mutsai Shabbos Ein Achol V'Kol Kachol Adin V'Arab Shabbos. Mekom Mokum Yesh Lahachmir Da'afil B'Bod Yom Osu Lachol. Kechor Yochol Ayim Tevon Gosh Kosov. So he says, let's see, what does he say here? Pasav Arash, Imu Midi, Pamal Shalom Hiyod Mat, Ochel Bleel Shabbos Loya Mat, Yochel Kevin, Oh, then it says, V'chei Muchach, V'ayin Simen Reish Tzadiyah, V'chei Muchach, Simen Reish, Ayin Reish Al Sivvot. So what's Muchach from there? What's the Muchach from there? Right, what is he saying? Because of a rush, Timu midi. Unless lo hayom ochlu b'lo Shabbos lo hayam makpid. Tiochol kaim into the mochav. Ayin simen reish sadi aleph. The chay mochav. This is the key line. The chay mochav on page 2. Chay mochav simen ayin reish aleph sivav. Ayin shem beis yosef. Shem haran. So what is he proving from there? What is he proving from there? Because what's Simon Reish Ayin Aleph Sivav? No? What does it say over there? You have it? You have the Shulchan Aruch?
You get it.
Yeah, you're going to read it to me. Reishayin Aleph Sivav.
Reishayin Rishayin Aleph where?
Sivvav.
Or Chaim?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's reading, yeah.
In Gomer Sudaso, the Kide Shayom, Kodem Shabir Berhasamazon, Mevarech Berhasamazon, Alkos Rishon. Bachrachlam Rakide Shayom, Alkos Shemi Bitsar, Lahaskir, Shoshabis Berhasamazon, Alpha Pish, Mevarech Kodem Kid.
Okay.
Ramah says, Yesh Omrim, Deina Maskir Shoshabis, Dazina Basat Chila Sasuda Berkhain. Iker commotion is bar la el so simen kuf peches. Liish machlokes im yit o mikos shabrucha samazon rather. Kolem shi kadesh dan im tzarech le echo ma'at. Achar kiddush kadesh shayde a kiddush b'makom surda. And then back into Shulchan Aruch. Yesh arm de af. Big mar surda so eno mevarech bruchas samazon tchila. Ela poris mipo mikadesh mevarech hamotzi. And the Rama says, "Vahachi nahu lahotzi as nafshei in pluktas svara rishona."
And then he says further. Take a look now. One second. I should be so subshemaran, rush. Now look on page. On page 4. Welcome to Tzarek Lushtos Yayin Achar Kiddush, Kosh Kosev, Simon Reishan Gimel Sifhei. What's that, Reishan Gimel Sifhei? I'm going to read that, Reishan Gimel Sifhei.
Okay.
That's the Gaon's opinion. Reishan Gimel Sifhei.
Yep.
Want to read it?
Kasva Gaonim had the Ein Kiddush Elav Makom Suda Afilu Achal Davar Muad or Shasa Kosha Yain Shechayev Elav Bracha Yatzi the Kiddush Makom Suda. The Gomer Sudas at Makom Acher Vedafka Achal Lechem or Shasa Yain Avlachal Paraslo.
Okay, so he's bringing the sheet of the Gaonim in the context of the Kiddush at night. Because Hamasha Yoyu Ochlum El Shabbos Lo Haya Makpid, right? Because this is talking about the suud at night. He told him to eat a little bit, and he says, and he has to at least drink wine, right? And this is the suud at night. And Reishayin Gimel Sifhei is the din of the Gaonim. So the Magen Avraham is quoting the din of the Gaonim, Legavi the suud at night. So it's Mashra from the Magen Avraham. That even at night you can follow the sheet of the Gaon. That the din of the Gaonim, that you all you'd have to have the Kiddush Makom Suda is even at night. So that's an important point. Because was the truth be told that in the Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't say that the din of the Gaonim is only a din in the daytime. So the Magen Avraham is mashma that it's even at night. It's even at night. One second. So it's even at night. Yeah.
What was the reason why we said that it's team immediate for Kiddush? What do we do with the reason for that? That it for, that's, didn't say for Suda Shabbos, but said for Kiddush?
One second. Yeah. What do you say?
Or what do we see from the fact that the team amino was in the Magid of Ram was for Kiddush and not for Suda Shabbos? Was there something we saw from that?
Because then he quotes the Din of the Golden. Let me see if Harfenis quotes this halacha. Here, the first truth on page 18, the Harfenis. In Gam Bekiddush Halel Shabbos Yochel Musmach Al Chivas Pasam Al Bekissim. Yeah, and he says on page 19 in the second line, "Hey, Magen Avraham, Sofsim Reishayin Dam Vur, the Misha Yeshlo Ones Ksas, Shein Yochel Lochel Besudas Halayli Kaddish VeYishter Beis Kosus Yain." So in the end of Sim Reishayin Dal, he says the Magen Avraham is Mashma that you could drink 2 cups of wine at night. You look at the end, he says. In other words, if you have a problem at night, you can eat the suda tomorrow, right? In the daytime. As long as he makes kiddush. So he can't make a meal, but at least he'll have some wine. That's the din of the gaon. So you could have a little suda. So he can't have the suda, but at least he should make kiddush.
This is the Magid of Ram hold this gaon.
Even at night, that's the point. The Magen Avraham, the Chiddush of the Magen Avraham, at the very end of the, on page 4, the last three lines. In Yesh Ktsas, he says, El Deicho Val Kol Kaf, in Yesh Ktsas Ones, Yochel Lutcho Sasuda Adol Machar, Uvachi Kadesh Hayom. He has to make kiddush. And what is he going to make kiddush meaning tonight? So the Magen Avraham permits in Reisha and Dalet to make kiddush at and then have wine. So I mean, you make kiddush and you'd have another cup of wine for the Mochum Suda, even though that's not fulfillment of the Suda. And that's what he said at the beginning here.
So
you hold like because the Gaonim hold wine and bread are equal for Kiddush Mochum Suda. Because it means just a little bit of bread. So wine and bread are the same. So if a case where you're not going to eat the meal now, so you can make kiddush and have some wine, and that'll be good for the night, and then the next day you'll eat three suzas of bread. But you see, Befeirush, as Rav Harfer has pointed out, even though all these poskim say that really you shouldn't do it Friday night, but the Magen Avraham says that you could do it Friday night. You could be somach on the go on Friday night. Okay, let's take a look now in the Minchas Elazar, the Munkach Rebbe.
Wait, is this the same thing as the Toso Sheet yesterday? Do you only need one or something?
Yeah, so he's saying that...
this goes like that?
Yeah.
The modern world?
That you can beyonce the din of... even at night, of the Gaon Shita. So let's take a look now on page 'Darchei Chaim V'Shalom. That's the from Chaim Elazar Shapiro. That's the Munkacha.
That is
to the important. Yeah. So let's see what it says. So look what it says here. This is on page 15 and 60. This is talking about how did the Munkacha. This is fascinating. This is not a known thing, what I'm going to show you now from the Munkacha. How did the Munkacha act on the first night of Sukkot? So look what he says. Page 15, Os Tov Shin Ayin. Achat Filas Arvis Nichtas Miyani Matal Sil Sukkah. Because he davened Marav, the first night of Sukkot. He went into the Sukkah with his talis. The Sukkah Gdola, the big Sukkah. Shoshom Achu, and Mamsum, the Kaddish Al Hayom. He said sometime in Bakashi, he says, V'yoshev im oilam, and he would sit with the oilam, then he would sing, he would say, Ushpizin, and then, V'kidish berich leisha b'sukkah, chafe shechiyonu, V'shos, 2 lines to the bottom, V'shos ha'kos, V'hosif kos beis, The old Mahatlahotzi Mizugos, right? In other words, he had 2 cups, but 2 cups, you're not supposed to have 2 cups, because you're not supposed to have an even amount of cups. That's some type of Gemara and Sachim about Zugos, right? You shouldn't have 2 cups of wine, or 4 cups of wine. That was the whole Shaila. How do you have 4 cups of wine at the Lel Seder? Even numbers of wine is not.
What's wrong with it?
We don't, some, you know, shaden type of thing, you know, so we don't have even cups. So he would have 2 plus. He would want 1 cup for Kiddush, 1 cup for Kiddush Mokum Suda, and a little bit more. Well, not Lotzi Mizugos. Omer Divrei Torah. Then he would say Divrei Torah. Sicha Noah. Mechavivus Mitzvah Sukkah. Speak about Avram Avinu. And then he would make Allah Geffen. Then he would go to a different sukkah, and he would take off his talis. Then he would wear a different, and then he would learn. And then achar zman, while the sukkah hanal v'natal yadav l'sudo birch shenis leishib b'sukkah. Wow! So this is a fascinating thing. In other words, it's like when we go to the sukkah for the night, we make kiddush and we eat right away. So he made kiddush, and then he just had another cup for kiddush makom suda. And then he made alal geffen, and then he went to another suda and he was learning. And then he finally came back, who knows how long, achar zman, I don't know how much there is that. And then he first started the meal. So you see, that on the Yontif night, he was somech on the Ga'onim Lechatchila. This is his practice, Yontif night. that he would have Kiddush Baruch Hu Suda, and the Suda was the wine. And then he went out of the sukkah and he took off his whatever and he learned, and then when he finally made it back to the sukkah, it was a long time later.
How was he able to wait so long?
So how did he do Yotze Kiddush? He was Yotze Kiddush because he had wine for Kiddush, and then he had another cup of wine.
Oh, I see.
Plus.
How is he not required to make Kiddush again?
He's not required to make Kiddush again because he was Yotze Kiddush.
But what's the connection to the meal in the first Kiddush? Or does not, it doesn't matter the fact that the meal doesn't have the Kiddush associated?
Yeah.
Does that little bit of wine count as your
Yom Tov meal? 1 second. But you hear what he did? Jacob, you hear? Mm-hmm. What was your question?
Yeah, similar, how can he make the
Kiddush
Baruch Hu Suda, but then he left and didn't have the meal?
Because your Kiddush Baruch Hu Suda was the garden. The second cup.
But the garden, you have to finish the meal.
So then he finished the meal later.
He came back.
It seems that he's stopping his meal.
He's stopping his meal and then he's coming back.
When? Because of Golem, it seems like he can just change rooms. But like,
change room and then he came back to the first room.
According
to the Golem, is that one big meal? So
first he went
into the second Suda. That's where his private Suda was. His private sukkah. Took off his talis. And then he started preparing his shiurim. And then he would come back. And he would come back and then he would start eating a meal. He would wash and have the... So he took it very seriously, the Golem, even for... Now, why did he do that? Why didn't he just make... It's still a little bit strange why he did that. I still don't know. Maybe anyone has a suggestion why he did that.
Rabbi, he didn't make another Leish of Asuka on the past, did he? Not Mashma.
Achar Zman, Bala Sukkah, Hanam, Anotel Yad of the Suda...
Oh, he did.
Yeah, but it's interesting why he did this.
So he really considered it a hafsek because he made another drama.
Right. Now, why did he... I guess that's what rebbes do. Rebbes don't eat right away, usually.
I'm wondering, what did the family do?
Yeah, what did the family do?
And also, I'm wondering because, you know, it's famous, the Chavetz Chaim used to, I think, skip Eishes Chayil or Shalom Aleichem because he didn't want people to be hungry, to be waiting.
Right.
You know?
Well, the women, they probably weren't in the sukkah at all. Right? The women probably just ate right away. I mean, in those days, women didn't sit in the sukkah. It's not like today.
Usually everybody went home to eat. They didn't eat.
Rebbe, is the pshat that the Rebbe would come back and when he had his meal, that was the tish for all the Hasidim? So he would dafka wait so that everyone else has their sudas with their families and then they all come back to him?
Well, that's what Rebbes do today, yeah. I don't know what the Milchus Halazah did. I don't know, did he have such a big sukkah that he could have so many people in a sukkah? Was that what he was doing it? It was because people were coming back later? Pachas man vala sukha hanal v'notal yad of the suda u'birch shenis leishe b'sukha. And then he had kavana to be yotzei the mitzvah.
So was anybody else Yaitse Kiddush with this, his son or his whoever ate with him later? Unless they stayed and ate something.
Unless they were there, were they there with him originally?
I'm sure he had somebody sitting at his meal, his own children. His
I'm saying the first time he had, but he didn't make Kiddush the second time.
I'm sure he made Kiddush the first time in front of everybody.
Yeah, he made and he had this. I guess he wasn't, at the end of those, maybe some people like the women or whoever ate already at that first time.
Ate already.
But he...
Yeah, the women probably ate.
But he somehow wanted to procrastinate the... maybe he needed hachanas. And it says he prepared his shiurim.
Was it?
So it's interesting that he didn't go...
It's interesting. He sat and learned in his private sukkah.
Right.
He didn't learn in his office, you know, in the sukkah.
He learned in his private sukkah, and then, after he was finished, then he started the meal. I mean, a lot of rabbis, I used to go to the Baba Vareba Friday night, you know, he would start making Kiddush, late at night. So he started making Kiddush.
Yeah, they make Kiddush later. He, for some reason, the Mokash made Kiddush now.
Yeah, he wanted to
I don't know if he did this every Friday night, the Vice only Sukkahs.
Yeah, because I guess he was Makbid for the Dinyi Kaddish Miyad. He's supposed to make Kiddush right away, so he made Kiddush right away. But in terms of the mitzvah, he didn't want to do the mitzvah right away. Maybe he needed Hachana to do it.
Do they have stories about his Kiddush on Shabbos? I don't know.
I have to see.
Very nice.
Yeah, let me see if Rav Harfen is. Yeah. Yeah, take a look here on page 20 in Rav Harfenis' sefer.
Rav Harfenis?
Rav Harfenis, page 20. Nishma Shabbos. Miyu b'sefer d'archei chayim v'sholom. Mevi sh'agor ha-kodesh bar v'nuchar z'loza nog b'lel echa d'sukkis l'kodesh l'sukkah b'yad l'achar t'filas arvis. V'asa kiddush v'shosa kosheni shal yayin l'chashav kiddush mog v'suda. V'chakik hifzik v'shoa ad ha-suda. So Harisha, he killed the Shnayim. He made two kulas. L'kayim kiddush b'mokum suda shalal pas gomor. V'avol smach shal shtiyas yayin. V'alayim kiddush yandav rog poskim u'rak min rabbanu v'yesh v'hakil. U'melo shenam hi'in rayim v'yatsi rav shal chazanish. I have to see what chazanish did. But, so what were the two things he was making on? L'kayim kiddush b'mokum suda shalal pas gomor. And to be mekayim it on wine. He calls that two kulas.
And also the birchas leisha basukah is only on wine. If I just drink wine, do I make a leisha basukah?
Usually we'd probably say no. But maybe this wine is wine b'taras kiddush makom suda. So that could be a different shot. Different reason. And then he quotes the Maisa from the Chazanish. I don't see it.
That's on the page before.
What page is that?
Page 19? I saw it. Let's see. Yeah. Reisi, on column 2, the middle column. Right what? Before the second cigarette.
Which page?
It's page 19.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Reisi, Shachazani, page 19. The paragraph that begins in Matsosi on the left side. So you go down four lines from the bottom, last word on the line is Reisi Shachazanishna, Vasos Kiddush Belosim Pastora, Konum Hach. Oh, so this was what I did a couple of years. That the Chazanish made Kiddush on the night of Simchas Torah, you know, before the Hakafas. And then they ate, you know, Pasavah Mekisna. So he said, you see, he did at night. Well, I leave the Lel Simchas Torah Shani, the Harmi Poskim Kiddush beyond the Ela Midramana. So there was this idea that I said that I did this a couple of years, that we made Kiddush before Hakafas and Simchas Torah, and Chazon Ish did that also. Because then the Hakafas take long, and then you're not... So the Chazon Ish, you understand, because he wanted a Mekadesh Miyad. But the Mukach is a little bit harder to understand that why he did that the way he did.
Where we didn't say that he also wanted to be Mekadesh Miyad?
Well, he was Mechadish Miyad, but he was Mechadish
Miyad. Why
did he wait so long? Yeah, because Bechor, the night of Sukkah is not just Kiddush, it's the mitzvah of...
Question, according to Gohim, are you allowed to wait to continue the Suda later? Is it all considered one thing? Like the beginning of the Suda, like the beginning of the Suda, and then the... Is it all connected?
What do you mean, is it all connected?
Like, is it considered like one meal with the Munkach before? Like, or is it considered a separate meal later?
Well, he even made a Bracha Achronim, right?
Oh, so it's a separate meal.
Yeah.
So he didn't have to make Kiddush again later?
No, he didn't make Kiddush again later.
Why not?
Because he hailed from the Goyim. So you could say, like he said before, that maybe this thing that to do it at night is only maybe on Leil Yontif, because Kiddush on Yontif maybe is only the Rabbanan. But to do it for Shabbos on a Friday night, that's would be a bigger Kiddush. But the Magen Avraham says you're still Yotze.
Does the Suda, does that have Kiddush connected to it, like? Like, right, because it doesn't seem like the Kiddush was so connected to the Suda, the actual Suda, like, they're not connected at all. You said a Bracha Achrona after it.
Right.
Is there any type of requirement?
Right, because he was Yotzei Kiddush, the Lokma Suda.
Oh, so you don't
then the fact that he has the Suda later, he doesn't need Kiddush for that Suda. Because he was Yotzei Kiddush already.
So they're not one component, though. You don't have to have them together.
Right.
Does the fact that he was in a sukkah, does that lend any kvinus to the meal that he's having?
What do you mean?
Like, we know that Shabbos, whatever you eat on Shabbos, even if it's Sarai, it makes it kavua. Like the Shilti Gevurim.
Yeah.
But here, the fact that he's in a sukkah, does it do anything to the status of what he's drinking to make it like a kvinus soda or something like that? I'm not sure.
We'll have Dafka.
Okay.
Now, the last question here that Rav Arfanis has on page 22, could you be Yotze with Lakshan Kugel? Kiddush Makam Suda. Why? What is Lakshan Kugel? Mahani, he says. Why? Because, what's the Shaila? Shoros HaShaila came in the Lakshan Kugel, also Mitavshil, a Lakshan. It's made from Chameshis Mini Dogan. Right, but it was cooked. I mean, also was so cooking dak in lakshin, like the kugel, like noodle kugel, and then you put it together. So it was a tafshil. It wasn't a. It's not like Pasavah B'Kisnan, that's a cake. It's a tafshil. So maybe tafshil is in a lower madrega. So he says, but still, you know, when the Mechaber quotes the Shittas of Shalashuddas, he says you could be Yotze any machil from the Chameshis Mine Dogan. So even though it's not Pasavah B'Kisnan. Pasavah B'Kisnan is a... See, a Lakshan Kugel, like Rav Shechter pointed out, it's not a loaf. So Pashtas is... it's not possible mekistin. So even if you kovei a suda, you wouldn't make a, you know, birkas and mazon on it. But he says that since in Hilchas Shalosh Shudas, one of the days is that anything that you make from Hamishas Min Adogan, anything you make an Alam Michi on, you can be Yotze Shalosh Shudas. So too, you can be Yotze Kiddush Mokav Suda. So if you have Lakshan Kugel, you can be Yotze Kiddush Mokav Suda Lakshan Kugel, and you don't say it has to be Dafka. Pass. This Lakshan Kugel is not pass. It's Lakshan.
What opinion is
this? That you can be Yotze. Within the Shita Sagainim.
Who says this? This is
the Rabbi Harfner. Yeah, the Harfner says, because you could say that Gonim only, you know, maybe require only pas. Lechem. Thing is, the Maisa, they say you could, Yayin is also good. So if Yayin is good, this is also good. Okay, but he says it's good.
This is like within the Gonim?
Yeah, then the other question is, Kugel shall tach, potato Kugel. So that's, you know, yeah, because potato kugel is like the Paris, or the like Ramosha, whatever. So that's even on a low madriga. So he says, v'shasadchak, we know the opinion of the Shulti Giborim, and Ramosha held anything you can be able to say, so that's the v'shasadchak. But it's interesting to see what we saw tonight is how some Gedolim, Chazanish, and the Munkacher both made a big kiddush, a regular kiddush, at night, being somech on the Gaonim. Unless you want to say that, you know, like Rav Harvard points out, that maybe Dafka Kiddush on Yontif is only the Rabban that he did it, but not Meshavas, he would have been Mumachmir maybe. Okay, so we finished this packet today, but this is a fascinating thing, all about, you know, the night versus the day. Okay, let me say hello to everyone. Rav Yosef Katan, how are you? And Michael Belolo, Ezra Hess, and Josh Mongrovsky, and Varun Levitt, and Avishai Samoa, and Moshe Carroll, and Mayor Kesselman, and Ari Aaron, and Ferrari, Nathan Bauer, and Ranan Koren, Max Hershkowitz, Daniel Albert, Ari Aaron, and Ferrari, Avram Levitt, Jacob Silviger, Avi Mandelblum, Ben Averman, and Huda Chutrius, and Victor Felder, and Avi, okay, so Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue the Siyata Dishmaya.
Thank you.
Okay, Dr. Bauer, we'll...